Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we are launching here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we will get right back to your calls, but I want to finish up this story from Business Week about the new Cash for Cluggers program. This time it's cash for refrigerators or dishwashers or washing machines. In fact, I'm not sure what various different household appliances will qualify for this, but basically the federal government will be authorizing rebates of $50 to $200 for purchases of high-efficiency household appliances, and this is part of the so-called economic stimulus bill passed earlier this year. Program details will vary by state.
When's the cash for radio ads program?
And the energy, well, yeah, you know, the radio business is down 20% all across the board, except, well, not all across the board.
Las Vegas has it really rough. I imagine gambling's down across the board, too. When's the cash for gamblers going
to
be?
Yeah, the energy department has set a deadline of October 15th for states to file formal applications. The Energy Department expects the bulk of the $300 million to be awarded by the end of November. Unlike the Clunkers Auto program, consumers won't have to trade in their old appliances. These rebates will help families make the transition to more efficient appliances, making purchases that will directly stimulate the economy, says Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. Only appliances covered by the Energy Star seal will qualify. In 2008, about 55% of newly produced household appliances met those standards. But the money can't come in soon enough for the home appliance industry, which is mired in an unprecedented sales slump that began when the housing market cooled in 2006. Since that slump has worsened considerably. Shipments of washers, dryers, refrigerators, and ovens dropped 10% in 2008 and are down 15% through July. I don't know if I would say that's tragic, brutal, as the industry analyst says. It's brutal. I understand they're not necessarily no one wants to see their business drop 10%, but I can't say I consider 10% brutal.
Yeah, your business can't handle a drop in 10% in sales. I mean, maybe you should have had some money socked away.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's just it, right? This is what we're seeing with businesses that are off of what they were a few years ago as far as the amount of revenue that is being generated, the money that's coming in. And as I mentioned, a lot of radio companies are down 20%. Free Talk Live, by the way, we're doing pretty darn well, all things considered.
We're up, but who knows how far we would have been up further if the economy had to been the way it was.
Good point. But
and the economy the way it is the government's fault.
Well, yes, you're right. The government did meddle, and they continue to meddle, in the economy. And this is more meddling, by the way. This is more reorganization of people's wealth, taking wealth from you and I and essentially giving it out to people that happen to be in the market for a new refrigerator. Or people that maybe weren't quite in the market, but were thinking about it, and this will push them over the edge into getting one. So that's inappropriate, obviously, right there on its face. But what I wanted to say about this was that these companies that are having a tough time right now, these big corporations, I know like Clear Channel's down 20%, Cumulus, these are the radio companies, they're down 20% or thereabouts. Across the industry, it seems to be 15 to 20%. So people are getting their commissions cut, they're getting their paychecks cut back, 5, 10%. Cutbacks are happening across the board, and I'm sure the appliance industry is experiencing something similar. But the reason this is happening is because of the overexpansion that occurred because of the misallocation of resources during the boom period. The boom and bust cycle is something that was created by the existence of the Federal Reserve Bank for the most part. I mean, obviously, in the marketplace, there are going to be some cycles to some extent. People are still going to make mistakes in a free market, but they won't be encouraged to do the wrong thing by the federal government's monetary policy. So these are natural corrections. These guys have to be down 10, 15%. They went a little crazy. They expanded a little too much. Some companies are completely out of business, or they're darn close to it. Some companies have gone bankrupt. I mean, just to cite a few things that I've seen, I know that the Crocs, those silly shoes that you've seen with the holes in them that people wear, those things.
I kinda like them.
You like those? Okay, well, they're going out of business.
They what?
They're bankrupt or something like that.
Are you kidding me?
That may not mean that they're going to go out of business, but they're bankrupt. The what was the other one? The ice cream stores, the Cold Stone Creameries.
Oh, really?
They overexpanded during the boom, and now a lot of their stores have shut down. Starbucks shut down hundreds of stores. This is, they call it a correction for a reason, right? So, but instead of allowing the correction to occur, instead of allowing the appliance manufacturers to just be down 10%, they've decided to go ahead and subsidize their business.
Yeah. And the thing is it's pointing one business as more important to than another. And maybe I would agree with that. However, I don't think it's the government's role to do that. Really? So the appliance manufacturers are more important than Starbucks or Cold Stone Creamery? Tell that to the employees of Starbucks and Cold Stone Creamery. You never know. Because people are being incentivized to take welfare for these appliances, how much of that money they would have allocated the marketplace, those people that are buying those things, to Cold Stone Creamery and Starbucks. You just don't know how many Crocs and ice cream cones and lattes they would have purchased.
And it's like you said earlier with your comment on the Cars for Clunkers program, what car dealer is going to say, turn up their nose at the federal government? I mean, at least in advance. Because people don't, for whatever reason, they don't realize that these are government programs. They can renege on their deal. They can just go back on it. They can say, oh, well, you didn't cross your T on the application, so we're just going to chuck it out the window, and you guys are out $4,000 on that car.
It's also, you don't, what we are never going to see, the news story you're not going to see, is the libertarian appliance store owner who says, no, I am not going to participate.
Right.
People are going to pay, you know, they're going to do it.
Full rate.
Yeah, they're going to do it that way. And he is going to take it in the shorts on this one, and he's going to do it for principle, and there's right. not going to be a news article. AP isn't going to report on that. All these 25-year-old kids that write up these crappy news reports that you see, they're not going to be the ones writing up, because they'll never even know.
No, exactly. Great point. He's going to go completely unsung, and not only will he not get reported on, but if he tries to spread the word, how many of the average buyers out there that are looking to buy a new stove are going to say, you know what, this guy's principled. I'm going to go and spend the extra $300 here. Or
few of them will, but will they be in the geographic area that matters? And, you know, I'm not of the opinion that someone is necessarily unprincipled for taking their car in for the cash for clunkers. You know, I see an argument on both sides.
They stole your money, so is it wrong to take it back?
Right,
certainly not.
I see the argument on both sides. However, it's just screwing with the marketplace.
Yes, that's exactly what this
is.
It's
the government doing what the government does, which is rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies,
and
whoever
also,
that may be.
And also handing out welfare to people to get them hooked on the idea that government is somehow beneficial to their lives. Hey, you wouldn't have saved $50 on that stove if it weren't for the federal government. Aren't we great? Oh, never mind the thousands of dollars that we've stolen from you over your entire lifetime. Perhaps the, you know, $100,000 that we've stolen from your life's earnings throughout an entire worker's. I don't know what the average person makes or has to pay to the government, but I know that I paid in several thousand over my lifetime just to the Social Security alone, because they gave me the little total thing that said I'd paid in $10,000 before I quit paying several years ago. But these government welfare programs teach people that, hey, this government thing isn't so half bad after all. Look at this. We got money off our refrigerator, and we got money off our new car. Damn, we need more government programs. This welfare stuff is great. So it's really dangerous from the perspective of poisoning people's minds and getting them even ever deeper into the belief that government is necessary and that government is good. And all the while, it's just meddling. With the economy and shifting business from one place to another, shifting money from one group of people to another. In this case, it's the manufacturers here. They continue to tell the sob stories of Whirlpool, which controls 40% of the U.S. market, has seen its sales drop 20% through the first two quarters of this year. Electrolux, one of their competitors, their sales have dropped for a dozen consecutive quarters. Both companies have laid off hundreds of workers. General Electric has mulled shutting down an entire refrigerator plant until deciding to keep it open with a reduced workforce. And not surprisingly, the appliance makers cheered the news. Electrolux spokesman, because nobody has principles out there. These businessmen aren't, most of them are not principled, liberty-oriented people. They're just, you know, in it to make a buck and
I don't know
whatever
that I
they
would,
can make it.
I don't know that I wouldn't cheer the news of cash for radio ads. I mean,
I would hope that you would not. I would hope that you would remain principled on that. But there's more here. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Does anybody know what else they're planning on subsidizing here before the year's out?
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. Free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So have you ever wished that you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way to the back of the store? Or that you didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries in the house? For the last month or so, at my house, we've been using Totosac, and they are a handle made of 100% recycled material designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totosac.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and get a family pack today. Totosac, they carry more than you can, a lot more. Totosac.com. And yes, I have been using the Totosac. And
me too.
It is pretty cool.
It's really cool. I mean, I don't know that it's something I would have necessarily bought for myself on the internet originally, but, you know, now that I have one, you're kind of like, wow, this makes life a lot easier.
Well, it's one of those items that you really need to have someone tell you that thing works, right? Because if you just see a picture of it, you're not going to necessarily, oh, what's that? It's a little handle thing. What the hell's that thing? But if somebody tells you, hey, this thing actually does increase your ability to carry those darn grocery bags in, right. That's pretty cool,
if
man.
If you're going out to the boat, and people do this all the time with a bunch of stuff, and you've got it in bags, man, you can carry probably 20 grocery bags with a pair of Totosacs, because you can put them on either side, and you don't have to. You're not flexing your arm the same way you are if you've got a bunch of them up on your wrist.
I've got little hands, right? I'm not a big guy. I'm not a hulking mass of a man. And when I load up my hands with a bunch of grocery bags, you've got the various different bags that are turning every which way on your hand and pressing into your hand.
Yeah, they'll dig
in. It's very uncomfortable for me. And so I would say the Totosac probably about doubles the amount of bags that I can easily carry. Like, if I was to really work hard at it and make myself bear a lot of pain, I might be able to come close to the amount of bags that the Totosac allows me to carry easily. But just having one of these Totosacs just allows me to slip easily several bags onto one of these things, and it's just all the weights on the same part of your hand. It's all on, because it's all, it's hard to describe. It's just this little triangular hook thing. It's brilliant.
If you want to see one, it's very easy to see it. You go to TOTASAK.com.
We're going to be giving some away here too.
We're going to give away a pair of them today, just to sort of kick it all off. But I think people should go and take a look. And another thing I'd like to point out is these things are made out of like recycled engine parts, so like they're plasticky kind of thing. And
these aren't going to break on you, that's for sure.
Never ever. If, for the instance, in the state of New Hampshire, brass knuckles are against the law. Totosacs are not. These things, they're incredible. They've actually did tests in the laboratory in Quantico or wherever for these things, and they hung like 400 pounds on them.
Wow.
These things are never, ever, ever going to break on you, and I don't care what you carry with them. As a matter of fact, dairy farmers like them for buckets, so. Unbreakable Totosac.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, and I'm not sure how we're going to give that away yet. We haven't yet decided, but we better do it within the next 30 minutes,
yeah,
because we are going to do it tonight. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls here. By the way, I was looking at a little detail of this cash for refrigerators / other appliances program that they're talking about launching here, and I was just trying to figure out how it's going to work, because with the cash for clunkers program, the rebate goes to the auto dealer, not to the individual purchasing the car. In this case, it's not made particularly clear. It says the federal outlay will piggyback on rebate programs for energy-saving appliances that have existed for years in more than 25 states, but which have failed largely to spur demand. Home improvement retailers have also offered deep discounts lately with little impact. So they're saying they're not sure how many people are going to jump on board for this. But it's not making it clear as to whether or not this is a rebate that will be collected by the consumer or by the dealer. It's not made clear. It would be easier for the government to pay out to just the dealers if the dealers were the only ones making the claims. But either way, we saw what happened with the Cash for Clunkers program. They still have not paid out on many of those claims the dealers have been making. Can you imagine can you imagine how slow the federal government's going to be to cut you your $50 check? I mean, have you ever filled out one of those rebate forms right. For Circuit City or whatever?
Yeah, you'll get rejected for any silly thing that you do wrong, and if it goes directly to the individual, they're gonna screw people left and right.
All right, more on the way here. Your calls are primary. We go to Martin in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Martin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call about what you guys were talking about earlier with the drug importation.
Yes, sir.
Because I think the real problem there is just that they're placing all these stupid restrictions on how many drugs you can buy, and you know that you can only buy like one at a time for supply for 10 days or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the problems you have with open importation of drugs as opposed to that is that especially the Canadian government forces drug makers to, basically sell it for a lot less there because that's the only way they can sell things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they opened the market all the way, it would probably be really bad for the drug company's profits up here because if everyone could just buy it there for cheaper, the prices would probably go down a lot.
Well, you I see what you're saying. You're saying that's if they only opened the borders to allow drugs to come across. You're not talking about opening the market because if you were to open the market, then drugs would be cheaper across the board. Because if you open the market, then that means the Federal Food and Drug Administration is no longer going to be testing these drugs at a tremendous cost and a tremendous amount of time spent. And so, therefore, the drug companies would not have to pay those costs. They would have to pay for whatever lawyers they need to pay for to move those products through that particular process. And therefore, they could pass on the savings to the consumer. So opening the market would drive prices down. But you're right, opening the borders in that way may make it so that there'd be no point. It would certainly screw with the drug company's little setup that they have.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that they would have a lot less money to spend on research as well. But I agree that the solution is just to get rid of the FDA basically.
Yep, absolutely.
And open the market.
What else, Martin? Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I think that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Nathan in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nathan.
Hello?
Nathan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I haven't been to my Catholic church in over 6 months, and I was actually going to schedule a little sit-down with my priest because I like to, think things through, and between Bible, politics, and the church, and a lot of religious ideas are just fundamentally flawed. I was gonna talk to my priest and ask him a few questions. I was wondering any good questions that you guys could help me out with.
Well, I'm not a Catholic, but I'd like to know what your questions are. If you have some, you can share them with us here in moments. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure what you're trying to accomplish, and so I'd like to dig in a little further and find out. 800-259-9231. Issues with his church. If you've got input, you're certainly welcome to chime in here or bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it's not the number you're going to need for the Totasec giveaway later. I'm going to give you a different number for that. 800-259-9231. That allows you to call in and talk about whatever you want on the radio waves. And also here, don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, and they're all free. The Facebook page is free, of course, facebook.freetalklive.com. You can go and become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. I take it every day. It's a tasty, chewable vitamin, so you know that it, fully digested, includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities and containing hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and all kinds of good stuff for you. If you want to try it out, is all you have to do is dial 800-219-8874. That's 800-219-8874. They'll give you a free week. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling if you call 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health.
As we continue with your phone calls, Nathan is in Arizona. Nathan, you said you haven't gone to your church, a Catholic church, in about 6 months. You had some issues. You wanted to talk to the priest. I still haven't quite discerned why, what your issues are. You'd asked us for questions, so I'm not sure how we could possibly give you input on this, as we don't really know very much. Can you help explain the situation a little more?
Yeah, well, this all started out because my mom kind of pawned me into talking with my priest because she's a devout Catholic, and I really separated from believing in the Bible because there's so many irrational, magical things in it. And you still have, you know, there's a few Catholic priests out there that are saying, you know, the Holocaust didn't exist. And it's not even just about my Catholic beliefs, which basically don't exist anymore. And I've almost became an atheist at this point because it just, on and on, this idea of religion isn't making sense to me. And I think there's a lot of people out there that would agree. And so here I am. I'm going to be talking to this this priest, and he's a nice guy.
What is your goal in this case? I mean, if you're moving away from the religion, are you attempting to save yourself or give them the opportunity to save you? I guess I don't understand what your goal is.
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of up in the air for me too. I guess if I'm going to say my goodbyes, I might have a conversation with someone who cares about me sticking around. And
I would say that you know, whatever your reasons are for not being interested in being a Catholic anymore, those are the reasons that you're most passionate about. Those are the reasons that I would you know, talk to them about it. You know, find them, figure them out, whatever they are. Write a few of them down. The directions that the conversation might go. Get a little practiced in that area, because I can tell you some of the reasons why I don't believe the vast majority of the things that are written in the Bible are, in fact, historical facts or whatever. But.
Yeah.
You're not going to be passionate about those things necessarily. So, I mean, you know, I can tell you, well, ask your preacher why, you know, the Jesus doesn't heal amputees anymore. You know, he may not believe that Jesus does any healing right now. So it really, you know, you've got to know who you're talking to and what they're talking about. Have you seen the movie Dogma?
Maybe a long time ago, but
Dogma takes quite a few shots at the Catholic Church. So I mean, maybe that'll give you some ideas.
All right.
I don't know specifically.
A point of information here: was this meeting set up by you or your mother?
Well, it will be set up by me. My mom is having a little bit of input on it. She's not going to be there, and she's not going to be over my shoulder per se. But she kind of set it up, and I'm fine with that. You know, a nice discussion would be great, and it's not just about the Catholic Church. I've basically become just at this point. I can't believe in hell. It just doesn't make sense to me, the fact that, you know, God wants to throw half of us in fiery pit for eternity.
Right. God loves you. God is all loving, but if you cross him, then he'll, you know, burn you forever.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So, I don't know, man. It sounds to me like you almost want to go out with a flash. Like, it seems like a little bit like a macho flash in a way. Like, well, I'm quitting this church, but now I'm going to go back and give him one more round of me. You know, just give him, you know, give him my best shot. And I don't know if there's...
But I can also see how his mom wants him to go. And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Do you live at home?
Yes.
Okay. So his mom, who pays the rent where he lives, wants him to go back and discuss these issues that he has with an educated man in an area that she's passionate about, likely, and doesn't have the knowledge to be able to combat him on every issue that he brings up.
Are you doing this to satisfy you or satisfy mom?
Both. I mean, yes, my mom is like a huge part of it, but, you know,
so had mom not pressed you on this, would you have made the appointment?
No, but at the same time, I'm open to discussion. You know, maybe I will get something out of this, or maybe it'll be a farewell goodbye.
When you set it up with the guy, the priest there, yes, you tell him, hey, look, I don't know exactly why I'm coming in. My mom wants me to come in. She wants me to talk about this and blah, 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 and sort of set him up for the understanding of what kind of conversation he's going to have. I think it's sort of unfair. It's like doing one of these blindside interviews you see on television and radio that people so love to see. And, you know, I don't think they're fair for people. Let the guy know, look, I don't believe in this Bible Jesus thing much anymore, and you know, my mom wants me to come in, and I respect her, and, well, heck, she pays the rent, so I'm going to do that, but... Yeah, I think may not even want to meet with me, man.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to approach it. And he will. Certainly he will meet with him. But good luck out there, all right? And if the conversation takes an interesting turn, feel free to share some of it with us. Thanks for the call.
Sounds
tonight.
Good, guys. Appreciate
it. Yep, thanks. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark. How's it going, guys?
Todd, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to discuss something with you guys, but before I do, I just wanted to say, Ian, good job with the discussion about Cassidy and the whole topless protest thing. I kudos to her. I congratulate her for doing that.
She did a great job. She really stood up for herself effectively. She's a fairly well-spoken young lady, and I couldn't have asked for a better person to, I think, actually be engaging in that. I think it'll be even better when we have 5 to 10 ladies doing a topless protest, but that's coming.
Yeah, and by the way, she's hot too, so. but that's not what I really called in about. I wanted to talk to you guys about something that has been happening in the Boston Tea Party, and something that you guys might be interested in hearing about.
The Boston Tea Party is a political party that was formed from some of the people that have decided the Libertarian Party is no longer the party of principle, no longer a party that is based on the principled idea that people should not be initiating force to achieve political or social goals or supporting the initiation of force. And so a lot of the kind of hardcore libertarian types left the Libertarian Party. I was one of those who left the Libertarian Party last year, but I did not join the Boston Tea Party, and some of them did, so that's what you're talking about.
I got a question, Todd, before you go on here. I know that Democrats are members of the Democratic Party, and Republicans are a member of the Republican Party, and Libertarians are members of the Libertarian Party. What are people called that are members of the Boston Tea Party?
Boston Tears.
Boston Tears. Okay.
All right, so what's going on, Todd?
Well, anyway, there's this interesting caucus that's been formed by one of the national committee members. He goes by the name of Neil Cannon Stevenson. He hosts a show on Blog Talk Radio. It's called this caucus is called the Resource-Based Economy Caucus. And the interesting aspect of this caucus is that the idea is that it wants to replace government, just do away with government by entirely through the use of technology as a final goal. And I'm just quoting this right here. And he basically writes here.
Tell me more in a moment. Hang on, Todd. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I didn't know the Boston Tea Party was big enough to even have caucuses. More on the way here. 800-259-9231 plus a giveaway. Get your phones ready. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, we'll sneak your call in, and we'll also give you a phone number for you to win a Totosec, as we talked about earlier tonight. We'll tell you a little more about that. So 800-259-9231 is our call-in number. That is not the prize line.
Wanted to tell you about the great deals that Free Talk Live has managed to secure with Midas Resources. We've got several different gold and silver coins that we are offering at reduced rates to our listeners, one of which is the British Sovereign gold ounce, gold coin, which is a quarter ounce. It's $266, and it's just below a quarter ounce of a quarter ounce of gold. And I have bought several of these. I really like them. They're kind of like getting bullion, except they have a numismatic value, so they're not tracked in any way. They got that 100-year wow factor, which kind of impresses people. Oh, it's a 100-year-old gold coin. Pretty impressive. Nobody turns down a 100-year-old gold coin for payment for anything. So I think they're kind of a cool thing. They can be stored for easy access in an emergency, and so all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com and order them today. I'd like to thank everybody who has gone there, the huge amount of reaction we've had up to this point. And, you know, you can see the different offers that we have.
Yeah, and email us and let us know. Email Mark and let him know at mark@freetalklive.com when you get your order from Midas, and let us know how you're, you know, were you satisfied?
Give us some feedback, would you, please?
Did you get what you were looking for, what you were hoping to get? Was it a good deal? I think that some of the deals I've heard have been pretty good so far on that. So gold.freetalklive.com?
Yep, British Sovereigns for $266.
All right, and there's silver available there too, so check that out. All right, let's go back to Todd in Michigan. You're back on Free Talk Live. Todd, you're talking about an obscure third-party political party called the Boston Tea Party, formed from a bunch of disaffected libertarians. And you were saying there's a caucus that has been formed called the, what was it?
the resource-based economy caucus.
Now, what is their goal?
Well, basically, their goal is to implement what they call a resource-based economy. And this will start. And this is an idea that goes to the Venus Project. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Zeitgeist Addendum, which is a sequel to the Zeitgeist movie. I've never seen that sequel. I've saw a good chunk of Zeitgeist, and at the end of the sequel, there is a discussion on the Venus Project. It's sort of like an old idea by this group of men of the social engineer named Jacques Fresco. And basically, let me read to you what Jacques Fresco wrote about the resource-based economy. He writes here, and I quote, "A resource-based economy is a system in which all goods and services are available without the use of money, credits, barter, or any other system of debts or servitude."
How is that supposed to work?
All resources become the common heritage of all of the inhabitants, not just a select few. The premise upon which this system is based is that the earth is abundant with plentiful resource. Our practice of rationing resources through monetary methods is irrelevant and counterproductive to our survival.
What is he saying there? I mean, it sounds like babble to me. What? How are you supposed to have an economy without
Right. He's advocating a form of communal communism without money, of course. You know, this would be, according to the people in this caucus, if you will, this would be voluntary. I'm thinking...
Come on, Todd. Are we talking about anything significant here? Are we talking about three guys in a room somewhere?
Yeah, basically.
Well, it sounds like the belief that the agorists have. This is the idea.
I don't think the agorists are against the idea of money.
Basically, a commodity based economy is a gold and silver based value backed economy, and you can use those things sort of interchangeably because
that's not what Todd's talking about here.
It's not.
No, Todd, you're saying they're going to get rid of money.
No. I'm not advocating this. These guys are advocating.
But that's what they're saying.
Crazy.
No money, no barter. What was the beginning part of that quote again? Can you read that again? No barter.
A resource-based economy is a system in which all goods and services are available without the use of money, credits, barter, or other system of debts or servitude.
I don't even know what that means then. My mistake. I have no idea what that guy's talking about. I don't know.
Basically, what he's advocating here is a form of communal type of communism, sort of blending in with agrarianism.
Well, the idea that people will, it's been shown again and again that if people can't achieve something through their work, that they will just simply not work. They need to be able to get something for their labor, and if they can't get something for their labor, they will not labor.
Well, and plus, what this ignores is what the consumers are demanding, and people, money came about because bartering or trading was so darn difficult. I mean, if you have coconuts and you need chickens, but the guy that is selling the chickens or is trying to trade his chickens doesn't want your coconuts, then what do? You're SOL. You know, you got to find somebody that wants the coconuts. It'll trade you with something else. It'll trade you something else.
Right.
You can finally trade those things with chickens. That's why money came about, so you could have a consistent. I'm not using the right term.
Money didn't really even come about. People want gold and silver. That's what came about.
Right.
People need metal, whether it's iron. The Spartans traded in iron. Bronze, copper, whatever. People need metals. They're universal, and so that's why they use those.
Well, that's
things
why they're
trading.
Valuable. That's why those monies. That's
I
why
mean,
metal
well,
is valuable.
Well,
go ahead, Todd.
Well, that's the thing. These people are advocating a form of anarcho-communism, and this is probably the most idiotic thing that I ever read about. And I've been trying to analyze this top-down. And what they're trying to do is they're advocating a system that just couldn't possibly work
No.
even if you tried.
Yeah, it's so utopian.
I am for the idea that technology will make the government irrelevant. I'm all for that idea. However, what he's talking about, it doesn't have legs at all.
You need a top-down government to force this down people's throats, because otherwise they're going to use their common go-between of silver and gold, and they're going to use it because it makes things darn convenient. Thank you, Todd, for that. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. People wanted to use a medium, that was what I wanted, medium of exchange. They wanted to use a consistent medium of exchange because exchange is darn difficult without such a thing. And it happened that gold and silver is a darn good one for that particular purpose, because they are valuable and they're, you can break them down and
any kind of metal.
So there's that. All right, we can continue with your calls. It's so utopian to believe that anything like that is possible. I mean, it's difficult enough to get the idea of a voluntary society out there, but to suggest that money be taken away, to suggest that barter be removed, what the hell are you talking about? Anyway, we'll continue here. I think this is Jeremy, but I'm not positive. Jeremy, is this you on the amp line? Hello? Somebody, I just picked up somebody's line. You're an unscreen call. Speak up. Going once. If you're on the amp line, speak up. Going twice. Let's go to the other amp line. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was going to talk about my about working at a hospital and how drunks come in and all that, but I want to save that for next time.
Okay.
One quick thing I wanted to ask about was what your opinion real quick on the topless protest was.
Oh, yeah, we discussed it in depth at the beginning of the show. You can grab the archives later at freetalklive.com. But considering I was there for the topless protest with my shirt off, it should be pretty obvious what my opinion was. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. What was your opinion?
Well, my thing is, we talk about, private roads and, a lot of these, the property rights to the roads and the areas in front of these businesses, any street that you're going on, a lot of this property was seized illegally by the government. So the rightful owner is the business establishment. And I want to know, wouldn't it make sense to ask the business owner, hey, we're going to think about doing this topless protest on land that really should be yours? I mean, if we want to respect property rights, those owners have to claim to that road.
It's a great idea.
A lot more claim than the government does. So,
well, it was Sunday.
Go to a government building and then rip off your shirt.
I see where you're coming from, and I hope that you'll come here and do that, encourage some ladies to do that. But the protest we did involved walking down the street. So we were walking in front of several locations. It is public property, and it was Sunday, so most of those places weren't even open. Couldn't have asked in the first place. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, I was thinking about the idea that we were talking about here, an economy without money. It would work if you had one of those Star Trek replicator things. If you could just, there's an ice cream sundae.
Someday, we could get there.
There's a laser gun or whatever. You'd still have to give something to the guy who repairs replicators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the absence of money these things being able to be produced like that. Well, sex maybe.
Totasack.com, TOTASAK. We told you about it. It makes it a lot easier to carry a bunch of bags and stuff around with you. We'll tell you more about it as time goes on, but we want to give you it's a family pack, Mark?
No, it's a two-pack.
A two-pack. Dial 603-435-1105. First caller gets it. 603-435-1105.
Must be in the U.S.
Must be in the United States. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.